Hey, greetings, brothers and sisters. Just wanted to edify you today with a short audio teaching. Just some thoughts. Why the world hates Jesus. Have you pondered that? Why does the world hate Jesus? I wanted to raise this important point. It's going to edify you as you live for Christ and go and preach the gospel. As we do that, as we live for Christ and preach Him, we often find that the world, and churchianity especially, will often hate us as we proclaim Christ, and they'll even hate the biblical Savior. Our Master told us this, Matthew 10:22, "And ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth to the end shall be saved." Very important point there. But why do they hate us? Pondered that? Bigger question, ready? Why do they hate our Master? Well, to get the answer to that, let's go to Christ Himself. First, how did Jesus deal with the religious leaders of the day? Mark 7:6-9, "He answered and said unto them, Well hath Isaiah prophesied of you hypocrites, as it is written, These people honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. Howbeit in vain do they worship me, for teaching the doctrines, the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold to the tradition of men, the washing of pots and cups, and many such things ye do. And he said unto them, Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own traditions." Yeah, they loved false ways. They loved lifting themselves up. They loved all of their traditions of men. And Jesus came and stood for the Father's truth and cut right across that. They loved false ways, not the truth. Thus, they hated our Master. But then he tells us, ready, in this verse, exactly why, drives home my point. John 7:6-7, "Then Jesus said unto them, My time is not yet come, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but me it hateth, because I testify of it that the works thereof are evil." Think about that. What does that say? The world hates him because he testifies their works are evil. The very word of God, the very spirit of God, the very following of Christ is light. We'll talk about that in a minute. And that shines on the darkness of people that walk in the darkness, and they don't like it. They hate it. Ready? This verse tells us that well. John 3:19-21. "And this is the condemnation, that light has come into the world. Men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. Everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God." See that? You love truth, you come into light. You don't like truth, you stay in the dark. You don't like truth, you hate the Master. You don't like truth, you hate his people. We're told to go and preach the gospel. We're also told in Scripture to oppose, hate every false way, Psalm 119:104. We're told to expose evil, Ephesians 5. We're told to rebuke publicly those in sin that claim Christ, 1 Timothy 5. So those who love their sin, they're going to hate us, hate our Master as they live in darkness. Just an important point to remember. Don't try to find ways to make everyone embrace you. Preach the biblical gospel and sound doctrine, and those that are of God will embrace that truth, and then they'll be your brother and sisters. Everyone else will oppose it and will hate it. It's not going to be any different in our day than it was back in his day. People that have ears to hear are going to hear, eyes to see, they're going to see. That's a puny few. Per Matthew 7, most everyone is going to reject and hate our Master and hate us as well. Matthew 10:16, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents, harmless as doves." That's our charge there, brothers and sisters. Be wise, but be harmless. So I just want to encourage you. If you're hated for Christ's sake, for the truth, and all the right reasons biblically, you need to rejoice. He was hated too. The truth is hated. You need to rejoice. Matthew 5:10-16. "Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so they persecuted the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden down under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto the whole house. Or they give it light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Isn't that awesome? We get a promise of shining the light. We're blessed when we're persecuted. They hated our master. They're going to hate us. This is part of our endurance. This is part of our worship. This is part of being salt and light, standing for him. No compromise. Preaching sound doctrine, preaching the biblical gospel, not looking to be man pleasers. No, no. Looking to be walking in spirit and truth and holding fast to sound doctrine, because we know that's what's going to save, because Christ is the truth, 1 Timothy 4:16. Sound doctrine saves us. Why? Because we're walking in the truth. Christ is the truth. The Spirit's the truth. The Word is the truth. We're going to love the truth. We're going to be light. And we know the world, as it gets darker in these last days, is going to hate that light. But one day we're going home, and it'll all be different there. Everything will be made right by our glorious Savior. Hey, that's my word for you. Hold fast, ye saints of God. I hope that edified you today. Just a quick thought on why they hated our master. They will hate us, and we are blessed if we endure in it. Love you all. May God be praised.